BRSchools.org.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Right. Welcome to the Monday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. How's it going, Rude? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, not a bad weekend, man. A lot of baseball, a lot of football. Not really satisfied with the outcomes of either or.
Yeah, I can understand that. I was not happy with the baseball, and to be honest, it put me in a pretty crappy mood for yesterday. And it was nice to see the Saints win, but I was still in a pretty bad mood all day long. And but other than that, it was a great weekend. Want to thank Sarah Federer for inviting us out to the Bluesberry Festival, and it was awesome. Wish you could have went, man. But it was at Bogafalia Park, and it was really cool. You know, there was a little river that ran right behind the stage, and tons of good food and lots of good drink. So and the music was fantastic, and just a really nice time. Beautiful weather. Couldn't ask for anything better, man.
Sweet. Yeah. From all I heard about it, man, it sounded like it was going to be a great time, especially, you know, anytime you talk about food, and especially, some Southern cooking like that, that excites me. So yeah, I would have liked to definitely, partake in that.
There was one of the food trucks had, brisket nachos, and, that was amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
But the accommodations for us was really nice. And there was charcuterie boards and finger foods and beverages. So it was really a nice evening, and really enjoyed it. And it was actually my first time going across the river to Covington. And I'll tell you what, there's and Covington is where Theo Vaughn's from.
Ah.
Yeah. And I actually saw the sign for the primate research facility. So that wasn't BS. Yeah, that really does exist over there.
Wow.
And but it's lots of nice houses over there. Really, really pretty. And it was just a good time, man.
Cool.
Made up for everything else that happened Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, and, no kidding.
But yeah, it was nice. And then I made a gumbo yesterday and had that and some sausage stuffed sausage stuffed mushrooms for the game, and just chilled out and relaxed and finally got the big W after 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it can springboard them into something else, which we'll talk more about the game after a while. But yeah, it was pretty unfortunate. I did watch a new show, and you and I were talking about it earlier, but if you haven't seen the show Reboot on Hulu, I highly recommend it. I think it's actually done by the same people that did Modern Family, but you know, it's TVMA, so there is cursing and sexual situations. Watch out. But no, it's really funny, and there's only 6 episodes, but I guess for the first season, and 5 of them have been released. The 6th will be, I think, tomorrow it's released. But yeah, it's really good. Stars Judy Greer and Johnny Knoxville and what's his name, Keegan-Michael Keel or Key. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Yeah, man, it's funny. And the premise of it, it's called Reboot, obviously, because they're rebooting an old, like, it's like a, well, they say 2002 sitcom, but it's very reminiscent of the 90s, early 90s sitcoms, in like the Full House, the what was the show with Urkel?
Oh man, you got me.
I know. I can't believe it.
Family Matters.
Yeah. It, you know, it's kind of reminiscent of that, like the, you know, that they're, it's that campy, goofy sitcom, mm-hmm. but they're redoing it to make it a little more edgier, and it's really funny. So I highly recommend that. Right?
Yeah. Love it.
I wonder what he does now. The only last thing I saw him in, what's his name, Jaleel White. Funny, I can remember his name, but I couldn't remember the name of the show. I think he was in one of the Sharknados.
Could be, man. He probably looks so different now that he's all big and grown up. You probably wouldn't be able to even notice him.
Never know. Let's see here. He looks pretty much the same.
Hmm.
He just looks like Stefan instead of Stefan Urkel and not Stephen Urkel.
Oh.
He's got a goatee now, and actually he's got a bit of a mohawk, so, and he's 45 years old.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see, last thing he did was he was on the show this year called Hustle, and he played Blake. And and let's see, he's also he voiced an episode of a character on Teen Titans Go.
Hey, I mean, look at the bright side. At least he didn't branch out like Dustin Diamond and get into some sticky situations.
Yeah, that's, you know, I saw actually on TikTok they I guess his house, well, he lived in Wisconsin, I think, but his house was abandoned, and it's just like it was the day he passed away. The person's like walking through the house, and there's, you know, dishes in the sink and the whole deal, which is always weird to me. That why doesn't anybody go and clean it up or do something? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, was he like the only member left in his family? And, you know, I mean,
I don't know.
You would think you know, somebody would go in there and make things right.
Well, you know, and I also saw a video of somebody inside of Kurt Cobain's house too on TikTok. And which is weird also because they actually had pictures of, you know, of Kurt Cobain and when he was living there. And then they were like matching it up to where it actually was in the house. But
yeah,
it's weird stuff. I don't think I'd want to go do it.
No, I mean, especially you'd think Zach Morris and old AC Slater would go in there and help their old pal out, at least do the dishes for him.
Yeah, help the Screech Man out. But yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, they were all on bad terms there at the end because I guess he spilled the beans on some stuff, and I don't know if it was true or not. They all said it wasn't. So, but, you know, he didn't manage his money very well, that's for sure. So.
No, sir.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and we got some playoff baseball to talk about. We got NFL Week 5 to talk about, and there's already been a coach firing, so we'll talk about that too. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at Evelina's.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Today, 16 years ago.
All right, we're back with more Something to Say Radio Show, and we talked about it a little bit. We didn't go into detail, but the MLB playoffs are in full swing, and the division series is all set to start tomorrow night. Unfortunately, we'll not have the St. Louis Cardinals in the mix for that after they got swept by the Phillies 2-0. Man, It should have at least went three games. I'll put it that way. But the Cardinals really, other than the pinch hit two-run homer, well, that was all the offense they got in either game.
Yeah.
The bats were silent. The managing was poor. I think just about everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
I agree, man. It was disappointing.
Yeah.
I had so many magical moments playing through my head with, you know, the team we had this year, and it just did not work out.
No, and it's unfortunate because I believe that Albert and Yadier Molina deserved a lot better than that. You know, and they both I don't think they played bad. Albert had a few hits. He had a couple hits in the second game. He had a, he had a hit. No, he didn't have a hit in the first game, but you know, the managing of the bullpen in that first game was maybe the worst I'd ever seen. It looked like he looked like a 35-year-old managing a major league postseason game, and everything from leaving for taking out the starter who'd only given up two hits in the sixth.
Yeah, what'd he throw? What was he, only like 75 pitches, wasn't he?
Yeah, I know the last time I remember was 73, and that was that inning, so it couldn't have gotten very much further because he only pitched to one batter, he struck him out. So yeah, probably 75, give or take. Yeah. And brought in Jordan Hicks, who luckily he got out of that without giving up any runs because he wasn't pitching well either. And, you know, leaving the closer in the ninth whenever he's got a bum finger, that was not wise either. And then you bring in a 24-year-old reliever with zero postseason experience, as opposed to bringing in Jack Flaherty, who was warming up alongside of him.
Exactly. Or even bringing in Montgomery.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a two-game series, folks. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when Hicks can't find the strike zone, he got lucky. He got real lucky to get out of that.
Yes, he did.
And then, you know, Helsley asking to get him for him to get five outs. You know, he done okay in the eighth, but to bring him back out there, man, he would have been on like red alert for me. Mm-hmm. I would have had double barrel action going in that bullpen, man. I'd have had a lefty going, and I'd have had a righty going. And you know, why not Jack Flaherty or, you know, Montgomery? Mm-hmm. Because it was clear that something was up. I mean, he could not find the strike zone, and that screwed us bad, man. Mm-hmm. It hurt, really hurt.
Yeah, and you know, and on top of it, you bring Palante in, and you'd already been warming up Flaherty. Why wouldn't you just let him keep warming up? Because as soon as Palante came in, he sat down Flaherty.
Yeah,
which you know, you got to have somebody ready to go almost at all times, in the play, in a short series like that, and you know, it went from bad to worse. Error by Arenado, which doesn't happen very often. You know, it was just a bad deal all the way around. And I also saw an article today that I guess like Arenado's getting a lot of flack about the series, I guess. And I don't understand why. I mean, he had some hard hit balls that just didn't find hole, you know, didn't find the grass.
Yeah.
Alec Baum was phenomenal at third base whenever Arenado came up to bat.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think I would. I mean, other than giving up, you know, having an error in the ninth inning of game one, I mean, that's that game. I don't put that on anybody other than the manager.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the only person that I would criticize, you know, would be Goldschmidt. I mean, I know you can't have a MVP type full year, but man, what a bad time to go cold, you know?
For sure. And I don't know. I mean, they always say that the votes have to be in before the playoffs start, but I don't always believe that. And I don't know. I mean, he didn't play very well September or the few days of October. And, you know, it may cost him the MVP. I mean, yeah. It'd be a shame if it does because he had such a great year. But, you know, normally, and it's unfortunate, but with that guy, it's, usually he's cold at the beginning of the year, and then he heats up as the year goes on. And but man, he was ice cold the last month of the season. Because there, you know, at the beginning of September, there was it looked like he might win the Triple Crown, and he didn't come anywhere close to that.
Yeah, I mean, I believe his name was Sir Anthony Dominguez, the reliever for Philly.
Mm-hmm.
He, I mean, it was uncontested. He made Goldschmidt look silly at the plate. I mean, that strikeout. I mean, you know, Nolan Arenado, you know, he got the K too, but I mean, Goldschmidt just, it looked, it was bad, man. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've been listening to St. Louis sports radio all morning, and it's got a bird in everybody's ear, man. A lot of questions, especially for next year, you know, and what's going to happen, and we'll see. Hopefully, you know, this cheapskate mentality that the front office has, you know, mm-hmm. hopefully that's done and gone, because, you know, we're going to need to make some upgrades, some serious upgrades.
Yeah, and, you know, the Mariners, I'm a little shocked the Mariners took down the Blue Jays in two games also. So they're going to be playing the Astros tomorrow at 2:30 our time. And the Guardians, I was a little shocked at this too, that the Guardians took down the Rays. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Yeah. Those two teams came ready to play, man. Especially, they sure did. You know, Seattle with you know, what they had a 7-run deficit.
Yeah.
You know, they just kept chipping away and, you know, being on the road, man, that's a tough task. And, you know, Toronto, mm-hmm. they're not slouches.
No, that's for sure.
But, yeah, it was impressive to see that.
Well, and those are the kind of games that can spark momentum, and a team can ride that out throughout the postseason and, you know, make the World Series. So I think Houston's in for a bigger fight than what they think they are, for sure.
Yeah. I'd like to see the schedule on that series, because I'm assuming, since it's a 5-game series, I'm assuming it's going to start out in Seattle, and then the Astros will probably get, I forget actually how that works. So I'm just gonna zip it on up before I say something wrong.
You get two of the first two are played in Houston, and then the next two are played in Seattle, and then game five would be back in Houston.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. That's how it works. Yeah.
So there you go. We can talk about it a little bit more whenever we get back from the break. We got to get some news, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The 14th Annual Oak Street Po'boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit Po'boyfest.com.
On October 15th, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum debuts its newest exhibit, Honey Dripper 84, a celebration of juke joints and their culture. The opening event will feature Matthew and Tia Rayford, chefs from Brunswick, Georgia, with a long history of juke joint cooking.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. The St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office has made a positive identification on a decomposing dismembered body found in July of 2016. Lieutenant Adam Rudolph says Cleantus Constantinus is the victim, and the prime suspect, Philip Pointer, is also deceased. But where the murder took place and a motive, Rudolph says, remains a mystery.
We know that Philip was a gambler. We also know that Cleantus may have been a gambler, and we're not sure if they connected via the casinos or if that's not the case at all. We're not exactly sure.
Since 2006, rural areas in Louisiana continue to lose non-farm jobs, and economist Dr. Lauren Scott predicts the trend will continue into 2025. Among the 29 parishes outside the state's 9 metropolitan areas, he predicts close to 3,000 job losses, but some rural areas are seeing a boon, especially those related to the timber industry.
Because there's some problems up in the Canadian wood area, so somebody has to fill that void, and we have a good forest products area, and that's one of the positive things.
LRN.
Made in America. What does that mean? At Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings, it means a family coming together to get a job done the best way we know how. It means a marriage between state-of-the-art and good old-fashioned know-how. It means caring about the product and the people who use it. It means pride in a job well done. Mueller. Made in America. Made to last.
I'm Casey Tingle, Director of the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and GOSEP is encouraging you to think about ways to protect your online accounts. Multi-factor authentication, which involves using two or more credentials to verify a user's login, is a smart way to secure your information. A password alone may not be enough to keep others out. For how-to tips and additional cybersecurity information, go to getagameplan.org.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6070. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Louisiana's largest nonprofit healthcare system, inspiring healthier lives and stronger communities. Find out more at Ochsner.org. Radio show. So just to kind of wrap up the talk about MLB playoffs, obviously we talked about the Cardinals getting beat. So the Phillies get to go play Atlanta, and
I don't know, man. I think they're going to have to play a lot better than they did against the Cardinals to be able to beat Atlanta the way they've been playing.
Yeah, and I agree.
I don't like either team, but
yeah,
I think the Braves are the far better team in this situation.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious if you're going to see Ozuna out at 3 a.m. trying to get out of another Dewey.
Who knows?
So,
I haven't been following him enough to know if he's actually been playing, because only thing I know is after that it happened that the next game he played in Atlanta, he got booed. So, yeah. I don't really know. And then you've got the Padres won Game 3 last night against the Mets. So they get to play the Dodgers. And, I don't think I've really ever pulled for an American League team to win the World Series. Well, no, I take that back. I did when Cleveland played the Cubs in the World Series. I was pulling for Cleveland. But
yeah,
this will probably be the second time in my life that I'm actually rooting for the American League to win the World Series.
Yeah, me too. I'm either hoping it's New York or Seattle.
And
I could take either or, because I think Aaron Judge deserves a World Series for the year that he had. I think old Nasty Nestor would look good hoisting that trophy up with that mustache of his.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just me. But
Well, and you know, Matt Carpenter would, you know, even though he's been injured, he's still be nice for him to get a ring. Don't
yeah,
have any
why
ill
not?
Feelings, ill feelings for him or Harrison Bader.
The old master.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be okay with Seattle or the Yankees winning the World Series, but yeah, it'd be a great story for Seattle. You know, it's been what, 20 years since they'd been in the playoffs, and win the World Series, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever won a World Series.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, I know the Padres haven't either. But what a disappointment for the Mets fans. I seen that, I forget his name, but it was on Twitter. I guess he's a Canadian producer or something, and they had him on the Jumbotron, and he looked like he just dropped two turds in his pants. The look on his face. Yeah. And I don't know. It immediately made me not like the guy just for the ugly look that was on this dude's face. But yeah, 101 team to go down to the disgruntled Padres, you know, with all the problems they've been having, and you know, they got a superstar that suspended for PEDs and Soto not performing to the tune of his contract, but yeah,
you know, and you would think on paper, there again, the magical phrase in the postseason, on paper, if you were going to throw Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom back to back, you would think that would be an easy two games that you won.
Yeah, Scherzer got owned, man, big time. And I kind of like that because I think he's too cocky, and this whole psychopath thing, ego of his.
Yeah.
It just makes me not like the guy. And I personally think he's a jerk, but, you know.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe he's a super nice guy, but I personally think he's a jerk.
Yeah. And, I think the Mets they've got a lot of question marks now, because they could lose Diaz and they can lose DeGrom. And I think, man, if you lose those two guys, you're back to square one where you were a couple of years ago. So we'll have to see. It'll be an interesting off season for sure. Cause I saw today that the Giants are going to go hard after Aaron Judge and Trey Turner.
Yeah. I heard that too, man. And I don't blame him for the Judge thing, but man, leave Turner out of it. Let him go to St. Louis. That's one of my favorite players. And he would, gosh, he would make such a difference to that lineup in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, we'll have to see, but either way, tomorrow it all gets going, 12 noon 12:07 to be exact, Phillies and Braves, and you got 2:37 Mariners Astros, 6:37 Guardians and the Yankees, and then the late game at 8:30 is the Padres and the Dodgers. So I don't know. I probably won't watch any for probably another week or so. I can't right now, but I'll check in and make sure that, you know, I keep up with what's going on, but I just don't, I'm still in that mourning phase.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a tough pill to swallow, man. It's kind of like going in for a colonoscopy, man, you know,
a little bit.
You're just kind of, you're not so sure about what's going to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Well, on the brighter side for all of Houdat Nation, the Saints pulled out a victory yesterday, although it did take a monumental effort by Taysom Hill, which that was one of the – I mean, it was cool, but it was one of the strangest games I think I've ever seen the Saints win, with Taysom Hill throwing or rushing 9 times for 112 yards, having 3 touchdowns and then threw for a touchdown, and then also returned kickoffs and had 69 yards on returns. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before.
Yeah, it was a little different. Our favorite teams, man, they got a lot of question marks, dude.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even the Saints, you know, they pulled out the victory, but they still gave up 32 points to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And I will give credit, Geno Smith looks a hell of a lot better now than I've ever seen him play. And I don't know if that's – I can't say that it's just the Saints, because he's been playing pretty decent through the first 5 games, really. He was the Offensive Player of the Week last week. Man, he looks a lot different. He looks a lot better than Russell Wilson, I'll put it that way.
Man, Russell Wilson, he looks like – I have no idea what's happened to him. It's like somebody brainwashed him and told him, you know, forget how to play football. Because he looks lost out there.
Yeah, and, you know, there's always something to, like, you can see it in people's eyes. And it just looks like he's just kind of like happy-go-lucky, like, doo-doo-doo, no big deal. You know, you don't see that passion or that fire in his eyes out there. You know what I mean? Like, it just, you're right. Like, it's just kind of, what happened to this dude? It doesn't even seem like it's the same person.
Yeah, and I've seen some of his Twitter responses, and he's always, you know, I'm a man of I believe in God and everything, and, you know, but he's just, you know, God is good and blah blah blah, and, you know, and this and that, and it's like people ain't wanting to hear that, bud.
No, they want answers.
Yeah, they don't want to hear.
Not it. Yeah,
They don't care about your faith, you know.
No.
You know.
No, that's for sure. And real quick, go through the rundown. That's a surprise. I didn't think this was going to happen. But maybe you got to start believing in the Giants, man. They knocked off the Packers, which the Packers looked terrible. And Rodgers was 25-39 for 222 yards and 2 touchdowns. But Giants knocked him off 27-22 in London. And immediately screwed up my parlay for Sunday.
Yeah, me too.
Then, unfortunately, the Steelers took their worst loss under the Mike Tomlin era, getting beat by the Bills 38-3. And really, it was done by halftime.
Yeah, I had a single game parlay with them, with the Bills and Steelers. And I love both teams. But I knew what was going to happen. I could have told you what was going to happen a week prior.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing that got me was I took an under on Pickett's yards, throwing passing yards. Mm-hmm. And that SOB, he went over it. So that was the only one that I lost. And I don't know. It was like around $250, you know, $300 maybe at the most. But I was... I think it was like a 7 leg same game parlay, and I was just like, darn it.
The Chargers, they were made me nervous yesterday because they had to come back to actually beat the Browns, which is surprising to me. The Bears also, they were hanging around quite a bit with the Vikings too, but they ended up losing. Chargers won 30-28 over the Browns, Vikings 29-22 over the Bears. Unfortunately, my upset of the week was not even remotely close. I wanted the Lions to knock off the Patriots, and instead they got shut out 29-0.
Yeah, what happened there?
Who knows? I mean, they, you know, even the, they're 1-4, but you could make the case that they played hard every week. But I didn't, since it was a noon game, I usually put it on Red Zone when the Saints aren't on, but I didn't get to really watch anything that the Lions were doing. I didn't get to see, and they didn't really show a whole lot of highlights from it either.
Yeah, I haven't seen any highlights from that game. You know, and another, I wasn't shocked, but the Jets, man, putting it on Miami, that was interesting.
And Teddy Bridgewater left the game too. I don't know what happened to him. I think it might have been a concussion, but
yeah, he was put under protocol. So I'm Sherman assuming,
yeah,
it was that.
Well, and hopefully that's another thing too with the Saints, is that Chris Olave left under concussion protocol, and I'm quite sure he got one because he was knocked out. So he caught a touchdown in the end zone, and then when he got flipped over, he hit his head, and you could tell he was out. So that's not good. Hopefully he's okay, and he's had a great year. The Titans just barely beat the Commanders, and I'm starting to believe that the Titans aren't as good as advertised.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, they've had the same pretty much core intact for like the last couple seasons. Tannehill, he's not great, but he's usually been consistent. And Derrick Henry's Derrick Henry. Unless this offensive line's just saying, hey, come on in. I don't understand what the deal is there and why they're not. I mean, their head coach seems like a pretty smart guy, but yeah, I don't know.
They won 21-17, and Carson Wentz had a decent game again, actually. 359 yards passing with two touchdowns. The Texans, I lost this game too because I picked the Jaguars, but Texans beat the Jaguars 13-6. The 49ers ended up beating the Panthers 37-15, and it looks like also that Baker Mayfield's going to miss a couple weeks now after that game, which is probably the best thing for all parties involved. Cardinals did not pull up the upset. They lost 17-20 to the Eagles, which I don't know. The Eagles, I think the Eagles play the Cowboys next week, so we'll see. And Cowboys, a little shocking for me too, is that they beat the Rams no problem, 22-10.
I did not see that coming, man. I figured Aaron Donald the whole week was giving death threats to all these losers in the Rams locker room, and I figured that they'd come out and they'd be sharp.
No.
And they'd put up at least 30 on Dallas, but boy,
didn't even score a point in the second half. And it's the first time in the Sean McVay era that they are under 500 when it's not a game, not after week one. So there's some question marks, and somebody also got fired, but we need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about that and talk about Tennessee football player also. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. The 14th Annual Oak Street Po'boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoBoyFest.com.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you.
All right, thanks for sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show. So we talked about all the different scores, but not surprising, because I called this the other day. After the Panthers got beat 37-15, Matt Rhule has been told his services are no longer needed. And, you know, I don't know why. I just had never, I mean, of course, their division rivals are the Saints, but I just never really liked Matt Rhule. I don't know why. I didn't think he was that great of a coach the whole time he's been there.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't too big on him. That team, man, they – apparently there's talk in Charlotte about keeping the team there, from what I understand, too. So I don't know what's going on there with the Panthers, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mystery.
Well, I also, of course, you could cue the Sean Payton rumors, because I already saw that headline today that the Panthers are going to try to get Coach Payton. And I don't think he'd want to go there, to be honest with you. You know, I know they drafted a quarterback and everything this year, but it just seems like it's a mess.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just don't see I don't see that happening. And Matt Rhule, I didn't think he was, like I said, I didn't think he was that great. And, you know, they, let's see, he was 11-27 on, as the head coach of the Panthers. So no surprises that he got fired. So, then I saw this morning. Did you read about Jalen McCullough from Tennessee?
No. Only thing I seen was that they put the hurting on LSU.
they did do that. That was ugly, 40-13. No, yesterday he was back in Knoxville, and he was arrested on felony assault charges. and this is the article from ESPN, but said he was arrested Sunday on felony charges of aggravated assault following an incident at his apartment complex. And officers responded to a call at 3:28 in the afternoon. A man told officers that he'd been drinking with friends in an apartment and left to retrieve items from his car. And then he accidentally returned to an apartment in the wrong building, knocked on the door, no one answered. The man then told the police that he opened an unlocked door, realized he was in the wrong apartment, and apologized to the residents. After leaving the apartment, a man followed him and became aggressive, according to the victim. And the arrest report noted the victim apologized again, told the male that he didn't have to be a bleep about it. As he was walking away, he heard footsteps behind him. He turned around at the top of the stairs, approximately 30 feet from the door, and was punched in the face, and he fell backward down the stairs and lost consciousness. When he regained consciousness, a different man and woman were helping him to his feet. Officers noted that there was blood on the staircase, and the victim had blood and swelling on his mouth and multiple missing and broken teeth. Officers attempted to contact the residents of the apartment, but no one answered the door. They found a woman who had been helping the victim in a car in the parking lot, and she identified herself as McCullough's girlfriend, and she called him back to the scene. According to the police, his right hand was bandaged with blood soaking through. He didn't answer any of the officer's questions and was arrested.
And the man, when he woke up, he was also on a different planet.
I'm thinking he was. But then I'm thinking, man, how drunk do you have to be that you walked out of an apartment just to get something out of your car and you went to the wrong apartment on the way back? How is that possible?
I don't know, man. Maybe they all look the same, BJ. maybe
that was the case. Maybe it was like Chateau Apartments. I don't know. But I don't know. I think there's probably, I don't know. This just seems strange to me. And I don't know. If this is the case and he accidentally walked in his apartment, I don't know. I don't think that this guy's going to get in much trouble over this.
Yeah, we'll see. You never know, man.
Yeah.
You never know.
But yeah, it just seems like, I don't know. This just seems like this isn't the full story also, by the way.
Yeah, this is just, I want to see some body cam footage, man. You know, I want to see that and maybe some apartment surveillance or something, you know, because there's always a little bit more, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, bud. Well, let's wrap it up, and we need to get out of here. We're short on time, so until tomorrow night.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to CoolCaraffe.com to see the video. CoolCaraffe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at CoolCaraffe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. CoolCaraffe.com is a Louisiana company. CoolCaraffe.com.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.